welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fourth issue of this comic book story arc, Swamp Thing number 46. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes.
Yeah.
Three. There we go.
Three.
This is
number four.
Yes. And then go back to the other ones.
The other three books of Swamp Thing that we covered.
Story. I don't know where
they're at. Hey, I bet you by the seventh issue of this, we'll have those up there for you.
By the seventh issue?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Sure, we're only doing six, right?
No, we're doing eight.
Oh.
For the ninth issue.
For the ninth issue, we should have it all up there.
Nah. Go back. So, they're there.
But this is kind of exciting. This is the Swamp Thing Crisis crossover.
Uh-huh.
And so it, you know, goes to where, you know, everything was happening all the time and shit was warping like it happened in Crisis, which if you guys have been listening, you know, loyally to our podcast, you'd know. We did cover this before.
We covered that back in December. I don't recall. Somewhere after 200. Somewhere in the 200s.
Yeah, that seems about right. But, you know, you've got like giant squids, lizards, Swamp Thing.
Basically, things from both forward and backwards in time and different universes and everything's on Earth.
And while this is all going on, Constantine's like, yeah, don't worry, we're about to get, our ride's about to be here. And he says something, he's like, hey, he's like...
talking to Frank.
Yeah, he's talking to Frank, he's like, hey, what's that in front of you? And Frank's like, he says, you see that star thing in front of you? And Frank's like, yeah. And he says, yeah, I said, yeah. And while he's saying this, Constantine and Swamp Thing are disappearing. They're being teleported up to...
the monitor ship.
Yeah, the monitor ship.
I feel bad for Ben because he's just like, oh. And Ben, he's already a little, like, autistic.
Off. Yeah.
Seeing his two companions disappear in front of him...
It was probably a little offsetting.
Yeah, yeah.
But they show up and, you know, Swamp Thing's like, where the hell are we? And then... Constantine goes into the whole, like, you know, multiverse and this and that and the other. And
yeah, he basically...
But don't worry, it's not important to know now because they're all about to come to an end anyways, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yep. Yeah, Swamp Thing and Constantine just kind of make their way through the crowds of heroes
Batman
and villains.
Shows up again, you know?
Yeah, Batman's there. Eclipso, we got the Doom Patrol down there.
Superman.
Was that Ragdoll? Aquaman, I see. Yeah, it's
Hawkman.
Yeah, it's just
it's the same people we expect to see, you know, from the Crisis. And then,
however, there's one more person.
Yes, yeah, so Swamp Thing kind of walks away from the crowd a bit, and Stranger is there.
Phantom Stranger. Yep.
Phantom Stranger.
And these two know each other because Phantom Stranger showed up in, I think, the annual when he was searching for Abby's soul.
Yes. Yeah,
I think that was the annual.
I think that's right. But yeah, he's like, hey, you know, all this is great, and John Constantine shows up, you know, back over there and packing his cigarettes because, well...
Constantine.
Yeah. And he's like, well, it's great that you guys are friends and talking and stuff. And then he just kind of pulls Swamp Thing away. And he's like, hey, we'll catch you later there, Phantom Stranger. And Constantine brings him over to meet
Alex
Luthor. Alex Luthor. There we go.
Alexander Luthor, I think.
Yeah. So another Lex Luthor, just a different variation because this one...
But this is the good Lex from Earth 3.
Yeah.
Where... The other Lex was a hero, and this is a hero, and...
Yep. Yeah. Where, you know, you got Ultraman and...
Yep. The Crime Syndicate.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, play a DC Deck Builder, you'll figure it out.
Or, you know, read Crisis, you'll figure it out.
That too. But regardless, you know, Constantine's like... Well, first off, Constantine's just throwing fucking Swamp Thing for a loop because he's like, yeah, this kid's about a year or about a week old or something like that. And he's like,
and he looks like he's 25.
Yeah. But he tells me, he's like, yeah, we're excited to hear that you're going to be dealing with, you know, the after effects of what's going on here. And
the spiritual side of
everything. Swamp Thing's like, yeah, I,
what?
Right. Well, I don't know what's going on, but, and Constantine's like, well, now's not the time. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And so they're going back through, you know, like obviously the world's merging and all the,
well, not only that, but this point in time was also when Alexander was trying to get everybody's to join up.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, go back to Earth. If you guys want to help, you'll see. you'll see right away that I need help. If you don't, whatever. And that's when he sent everybody back, and they all saw the shit going on. Like, we're in. Let's go. Same situation. The world's just in a disarray.
I love this part here at the bottom, though, where there's these half animal, half men things.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady's got this fur coat. She's like, it's not a real fur coat. Oh, God, please. It was just a gift. I didn't buy it.
I thought it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
But basically, like, while this is going on, like, Swamp Thing's freaking out.
Well, yeah.
And so he, I mean, he basically pulls himself back into his swamp.
The green and all that.
To get away from it. And he pops up by Constantine again. And Constantine's like, okay, so I guess I should tell you about, you know, what's going on. And he talks about the Brujeria.
Yeah.
Or Brujaya, I guess. I don't know.
The Bruja. How's that?
Yeah, the Brujaha. No, wait, that's a...
yep.
Anyways.
I'm different.
But they're, you know, these ancient evil witches, male witches.
Warlocks.
From South America. And
they've been around since before mankind.
Yeah.
Which
doesn't
make
any sense.
Don't know how, but... You know, hey, you know what? Science and mysticism and all that.
See, what happened was they got on their teleporter thing and they went back in time before mankind was mankind. And
look, we're in the comic book realm. That's highly possible.
But he talks about, you know, how they are trying to release all this. They're waiting for this specific evil to be released.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to help release it. And they need crisis to happen so that this can happen.
It will break down a lot of help break down a lot of the barriers that they had, obstacles in their way.
And so while this is all going on, you know, Swamp Thing is still just, you know, like, what the fuck? And he's like,
he does it before you get there. He explains... the Invuchi.
The creature. Yeah, the creature that killed his friend in England, or yeah, that was England, wasn't it? Or Los Angeles, or something like that.
Los Angeles sounds familiar. Sounds right.
Yeah,
but the one who had the artist threw out the window.
The twisted up like creature.
The hand was in twisted the shoulder blade.
Yeah,
sewn into the shoulder blade, and the head was
twisted
turned
around.
Yeah. It's a very menacing creature that I knew we were going to see again. Man, we see him again.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is basically an agent of the Brujeria.
Yeah.
And
man, when you say Brujeria, it still makes me think of, you know, a coffee shop.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. But go ahead.
But anyways, Constantine's like, so there are some things like, so this is they're trying to unleash this evil entity onto the earth. Okay, so I have a question.
Sure.
When you read Swamp Thing's dialogues,
mm-hmm.
do you and they will unleash this eternity?
Yeah,
I couldn't help but pause, like, talking.
Yes.
Like, I was reading it in my head like he would say it out loud.
I would try to read it all at once, and
just,
I couldn't.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
Well, and especially, I'm almost done with it, but I've been watching the Swamp Thing show.
Like from the 1990s?
No, on DC Universe, the new one.
Oh, I didn't know they had a new one.
Yeah, it only lasts 10 episodes because North Carolina is a bunch of assholes and didn't budget it right. It's the whole thing. Anyway. and he's talking normally. So as I'm watching that and reading this, it threw me for a little bit. Because I did that before when like the first issues we read.
Yeah.
I'd read it as spaced
slow.
Out like
yeah.
I did.
Because it just makes more sense in my head that way. Like
it does. It's not like he's having a hard time articulating himself.
No, he's very slow and...
Correct.
It's like listening to the trees talk in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Constantine's like, no, for fuck's sake, dude. What I'm trying to tell you is that we're going to stop it from happening altogether.
Yes.
We are going to put an end to it before it can even happen. That way you don't have to worry about this big evil entity thing.
That's why I was preparing you.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, well, okay. And he's like, well, anyways, he's like, before this all happens, though, I've got some things personally I have to take care of, so I need you to go back home, tell your missus goodbye, and because we might be gone for a while,
mm-hmm.
or possibly forever.
Yeah.
And then the story goes to London to Sister Anna Maria, or something like that.
Anna Marie, yep. This was the one who kept saying, oh, I cannot remember what she said. Was this is one of his cohorts.
Yeah, it's another one of Constantine's posse from Newcastle or something like that.
I can't remember exactly what she said it was, because she had given a specific thing, what was coming.
Yeah.
And I remember laughing at it at the time.
But she's still running around looking for Judith,
mm-hmm.
Which is another which is the person that got thrown out the window. No.
No, this is another different one. This is another friend. Another, of
another
Constantine's
one of Constantine's like, people.
Yep.
His group of...
yeah, he needs all these people together to help him take care of this evil.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks he needs them all together to help
him. Because he only has so much power, and et cetera, and he needs the people to, balance it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
And while she's searching, we see her go into the underground, for the subways. And walking behind her is this, we get a glimpse of something with its arm twisted up behind its back and a pair of,
I don't remember what they called. I know. Flap. Yeah. Shorts.
Now there's an actual word for it. You know what Tarzan wears.
Yeah. Loincloth.
Loincloth. There we go. But she gets on the train and she notices that, there's nobody else on this train. And she's like, oh, well, that's kind of nice. I don't have to worry about, any junkies tweaking out or anybody bothering me. And so she starts reading the Bible. I assume it was the Bible anyways.
Probably.
It says she gets out a black book and starts reading out of it.
Maybe it was her black book. All of her men.
Let's see. Nailed them last week. Yeah. Anyways. So the train stops. And she's like, oh, well, that's weird. Nobody's getting on. Nobody's getting off. The train just stopped. So she gets out and she sees that she was on a train that she wasn't supposed to be on. This train was being shut down or something.
Well, no, the station was shut down. It was going to be worked on.
That's right.
It stopped there when it should not have stopped there.
There we go. And as she's having this
breakdown.
Epiphany, what the fuck are they called? Well, one of those twisted up fucking things comes and kills.
I think it's the same one.
Is there only one?
I think it's only the one.
Yeah there you go.
Well, this thing comes
Invuce. Yeah, that thing comes and kills her.
Yeah,
and that's okay, dude. I just wanted to point out what the fuck is wrong with her eyes in that last panel on the top.
No, that's how it was. That's her eyes. That's how it was in the first time we met her. She's got like a glass
lazy eye
or
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's just how she
is. Well, I didn't notice it.
It wasn't as prevalent in the last two.
Yeah, because right here she's looking to the side, and I just thought it was a very badly done. And then that one right there, they look right. That's why it threw me off.
Well, and the first time we saw her, she had the one eye off to the side. So yeah,
gotcha.
That's just her.
Well, yeah. So that's
that was her.
Yeah. That's how that episode. That's how that issue ends. That sounds like you.
Hey.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more This Swamp Thing story.